how to assess your preaching and teaching year. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. And today we're going to talk about how to think about where we've been, where we are, and where we're going with our preaching and teaching. I'm recording this in December 2018, so I'm thinking about my year of teaching and preaching. I'm thinking about the year ahead. What might I need to be focused on? I'd like to become more effective in my preaching and teaching. I'm sure you would too, or you wouldn't be watching or listening to these podcasts and videos. As it says about Paul and Barnabas in Acts 14, verse 1, at Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. So effectively. I believe I'm more effective now than I was perhaps a year or 10 years ago. I hope so. But I'd like to be more effective for God, and I'm sure you would as well. One of the ways that we're going to become more effective is by doing some assessment of where we are and what we need to focus on. So here are four things for you that might help you to do that at this time of year, thinking about this for the plans for next year. So number one, assess the goals you had for yourself this last year. What goals did you have for 2018? I had some goals this year. Well, one of them was to speak shorter than my average. In other words, about 25 to 30 minutes. Not to say that that's a goal everybody should have. I don't think there's anything wrong with preaching or teaching longer than that necessarily. But for me, it was important. I wanted to get better at having a better flow from my main point to the supporting arguments, to the applications and conclusion. I did a couple of courses online. One was the SCORE process, S-C-O-R-R-E, which is about subject, objective, rationale, resources, and evaluation, which was helpful to me. I can recommend that course. And the other was reading a book about preaching by Andy Stanley, Communicating for a Change, which takes us through his approach to outlining lessons from me to we to God to you and then back to we again, but I won't go into that now. But I think those courses were helpful, and I was trying to get clearer on my points, clearer on the best way to communicate them, and to do it in a shorter period of time. So to do that, I'm just going to do this with you now. I brought up my YouTube channel on my iPad here to have a look at the average length of my lessons this last year. So let's have a look. So first of all, I've got sermons and lessons from a few years ago here, dating back to, I'm not quite sure when, but a good while ago, 2, 3, 4 years ago. And I'm looking here at my lesson lengths there. 35 minutes is one example. 35 minutes again, two times in a row. 38 minutes, 29. So there's one that was a bit shorter. What else do we have? 37, quite a bit longer than I would like. 36 there, 30 almost on the dot. 36 again, seems to be a favorite number. What else do we have? 36, 50 minutes. That was a long one. I remember that one. That was on Amazing Grace. 37, 38, 39, and I could go on. So they're definitely over 30. They're tending to be mid-30s, sometimes a bit longer than that. Now let's scroll down to the bottom of the list here. I have 100 videos on this particular playlist. This year, the most recent lessons have been 31, 32, 20, 29, 30, 20, again, 44. That was an exception to the rule, and I remember that one, and I regretted it since I sat down. That didn't have to be that long. 24, 30, 34, 25, 30, 30, 34, 37, a bit longer, 18, that's a short one, 26, 29, 31. So you can see I could go through more of these, but you can see that my average has come down, and I'm really pleased about that. I would like to get the average under 30. So I think that's my next thing for next year, is to get it under 30. And again, not to say that longer lessons are a problem as such, just that seems to me something for me to work on. So assess your goals. What have your goals been for 2018? Have you met them? Have you progressed? Have you got further than you were? Have a look at your own goals. That's the first thing to do. The second thing to do is to think back to what you have noticed about your own preaching and teaching. What stood out to you that was good and helpful, and what has stood out to you that needs work and improvement? For me, I look back at my lessons this last year and feel that more personal sharing would be useful. I know it can be overdone, and it's not all about the preacher, the teacher. But I think in general, a little more personal sharing, a little more personal openness than average in my lesson so far would be good for next year. That's one thing I've noticed, more personal sharing. And also the second thing I noticed is there were a couple of, well, more than a couple, there were a number of lessons where I really felt like I knew the material so well. I was inside it and it poured out of me. And I really enjoyed those preaching experiences, and I think they came across more authentic and powerful. And there were some other lessons where I had some good material, but it wasn't really in me. I wasn't really a master of the material. I was more a deliverer of it. And although it was all truth and helpful on some level, it didn't come with the same kind of authenticity and power of the Holy Spirit, I feel. So that has made me think that next year I need to prepare my lessons a bit more in advance, and give myself more time to soak into the scripture about which I am preaching, or the topic, biblical theological topics I'm speaking on, just to soak myself into it so that it becomes across more with that real power. So that's the second thing you can do, is to, what have you noticed about your own preaching? The third thing is, what have you heard from other people? What have other people noticed about your preaching and teaching this year? What have they said that they would like to see an improvement on? What have they commented on that's helpful to you? Think back to conversations you've had, or even take some time between now and the end of the year to ask people for their feedback. If you're that brave, do ask people who you know are going to be safe and reasonable in their responses. And then the fourth thing, of course, is to pray. To pray and ask God for his help in helping us to have an objective view of our preaching and teaching and what to work on for 2019. Spend some time in prayer. Take a morning, take a half hour, go for a walk in the woods and pray and ask God, please, God, help me to understand what you want me to focus on for next year. So those are some thoughts, four things there to do. Firstly, think about your goals for the year that you had, the things you were aiming at. Secondly, what have you noticed yourself? Thirdly, what have other people noticed? And fourthly, let God in on the act and pray to him and ask him to give you wisdom. And then set some goals, set some aims for next year. I'd love to know what yours are. I haven't formulated mine yet. I'm sharing this with you now so I can think about it and prepare some things. So what have you got on your mind? What's on your agenda for next year? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this, pass the link on and hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. I'd very much appreciate that. Leave us a review. That'd be wonderful. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.